League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 975 and 925. Mark, call back in. Jason, call back in. We're getting calls in right now. 713-780-3776. Let's go right to Peter. Hey, Peter, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing today?
Good.
I just wanted to get in on this, the side effects. I think it's hilarious, and if you listen to them, it just makes you wonder why anybody takes any of this stuff. But some of them say, like, for depression, some of the side effects are suicide. Depression and thoughts of suicide.
I can't believe
it. All right, thanks.
I thought the same thing. I knew where you were going, because it's always crazy to me, like, this seems like if you're taking medicine for nausea, side effect is vomiting.
Like, right.
I right.
feel like that's a great side effect for depression medicine.
Right.
Don't forget that we once sued Red Bull for not actually giving you wings.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was they didn't win though, right?
I don't know how that
Yeah,
worked
you just
out.
Don't know, cuz this is our country. So you don't know if we that person could have won potentially.
Mhm. Hey, well,
Red Bull wings lawsuit 2024? No, of course, John. They settled a class action lawsuit for $13 million, accusing them of false advertising with their slogan, claiming the drink didn't deliver the promised superior energy boost.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Well, for energy, not for
energy,
wings.
Not wings.
Well, how are you able to make
the How
claim?
Do you measure
that? He argued that the slogan, which seemingly metaphorical, implied a significant measurable enhancement in energy and performance that Red Bull just couldn't deliver.
So Red Bull does not work?
Well, they paid $13 million.
Well, I'm going to not drink it any. Well,
so they made. So it's funny because we will take. That's clickbait then that they sued. Because this whole time all I've thought is that somebody actually said, we didn't actually sprout wings.
Yeah.
Okay,
don't know.
But here's what you got. $10 to anyone who purchased a Red Bull product in the last decade. Here's your $10 back, loser. That's what they said.
That's what you got. And the lawyers got a third of the 13.
But no they proof got, of purchase was required to claim the settlement. You could have got
it,
John. How
about that law firm got 4 points for that stupid, and then you're going to distribute $3 to everybody.
And everyone else get they got $10 back, and then they got two Red Bull products featuring $15 combined until the money ran out.
They still do the wings. They still do the flying thing. I don't
no,
know.
No, they don't do wings. They don't say wings.
No, they don't say it, but they still got the wings on commercials.
I mean, they do sprout wings, but they don't. Yeah. I guess they don't explicitly say that Red Bull will give you those wings.
It gives you wings, right. Oh, that's stupid. We're a stupid community. We're a stupid community right now. Time for Jason. Who is it, Jason? Jason's in here. Hey, Jason.
Well, good morning, fellas. Every time I hear about that, before I get to what I wanted to call about, every time I hear about that Red Bull giving you wings, I think about that guy that decided to tape some homemade wings to his back and say, F you, Red Bull, and jump off the roof of his house and break both his legs.
Yeah,
I just never could understand. Never could understand that. As a kid, that was my favorite clip. I know I was a kid, and I know I shouldn't be watching that stuff, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I got a question for you guys. I went to school at McNeese State, and graduated there, and I married a U of H fan. And is it possible that my house could be divided in two games if McNeese plays Houston?
Where did you go to school?
McNeese.
McNeese's spouse's.
Yes, absolutely.
It's possible.
Absolutely. And I'm praying for it.
You're praying for a house divided?
I'm praying for their house to be divided and U of H to play McNeese State. Yes.
But
yes,
you stay on your side.
So
don't you?
This is the first time I'll ever get bragging rights at my house, so I might enjoy it.
Yeah.
It is.
I wouldn't count on it, but you should 100% keep backing your team. Do not back down to the wife's team ever. Like, I'd prefer. I'd like it if you cheered for Houston, but I've seen too many people back down because they wanted to. They didn't. Well, the house gets a little too. No, stay
it's
with your team.
Too many people you've seen in the mirror.
Yeah.
No, I don't. My wife claims I'm anti-Longhorn. I'm not. I'm very, very pro-Longhorn.
Oh, this is why.
See?
This is why I love your guys' show. I'm sitting here watching my wife roll her eyes right now. This is amazing. Thank you, Bill.
Oh, she's listening?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yep. I mean, what she needs to know is that you can't back down from your McNeese State stuff. Now, your wife is going to win, and probably you won't score 52 points.
Yeah, it's going to be even worse if you do make it and then they beat your ass, okay? So you better hope Purdue beats McNeese State because you don't want to go heads up and your wife to go, oh, look how I slapped you around. You don't want that. You don't want that in your life.
No,
you'd rather just
right,
go.
Hey,
we're not
listening,
as good.
Y'all. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
You can't score if you don't shoot. So you'd rather be in the game than not in the game.
Well, of course you'd rather be in the game, but not really. You want your wife to have lawed over you like that? No.
Yeah, well, no. Then win the game then. Then play better defense against Houston.
Well, have better players than University of Houston? No, they don't. McNeese doesn't have better players.
They have better players than Clemson.
Yeah.
At least that was the prediction.
Yeah. You don't have to have the best players. You just have to play the best game.
And you're talking about house divided. Well, the Astros were in full support of the Cougs yesterday. They gave out shirts to their players to wear, except for one Brian King, who wore the shirt, but he's a McNeese State grad, so he's taped McNeese State Cowboys across the Cougar shirt. So I don't know. It was much like what's going on in that house. He goes, look, I'll put on the shirt, but I'm a McNeese State Cowboy. So he did that. So, Jeremy Pena had a nice message for the Cougs. So the Astros in full support,
Nice.
Man, Speaking of the Astros wearing stuff, that's really cool that they did that for Houston. Have you seen the new City Connect uniforms?
Yeah, what do you think?
I like them.
All right.
I'm kind of done with the
Space City.
Yeah.
I like the blue. This is all right. I mean, it incorporates all of the new.
It's a little it's a lighter color, obviously.
Yeah. It incorporates a lot of the old stuff. I
didn't give it a close study. Maybe I need to look at it a little bit closer, but on first glance, I liked it fine.
Yeah, it's just gonna.
But I was kind of the blue on blue was a little much for me. I didn't love that.
I thought I liked.
It's one of my least favorite, actually.
I liked the look. I liked it.
Yeah.
I know people are upset. This is the worst. Who cares? I mean, honestly, then don't buy it. I mean, but there's kids that are gonna buy it and they're gonna like it, and that's fine. Well, who cares? Everybody.
People will go out there at the ballpark. They'll see them. I don't know if they have a specific day. Will it be Mondays again for those? And then they'll see the guys in them, and they'll go, hey, I've got a traditional white uniform with Altuve. I've got a road one. I even got a City Connect old one. Let me get another one. That's how it works.
Yeah.
The guys will wear them, and people like, I'm at the ballpark. Let me make my purchase.
That's right.
Go get me a jersey from the team store.
Let me give Jim Crane more money.
Yeah,
that's
buy
what I
that.
Do.
Yes, you know you're going to buy a Fromber jersey. I mean, it won't go towards keeping Fromber.
This might, if you buy enough jerseys.
How many? How many do you think it'll take?
I don't know.
100,000.
100,000.
I wouldn't promise that to people.
No, don't
that's
do that.
This could be.
You might get sued.
Yep. Is this a
you
wing
might get
thing?
Sued like
yeah.
Red Bull.
Yeah, the Astros won't do it because they know they'll get sued. So don't do it.
Right.
But we just don't know if you buy enough of those jerseys.
I
maybe he does keep this.
I
picture.
Think we know. I'm sure no. they. No. That's a separate column sure. in their business. Jersey sales, which, and then what do we pay our star players? Different columns. They don't come together. And
it'd be cool if they did.
That's unlikely.
People buy a lot of jerseys, Astros jerseys, over the years.
I don't think they see it that way.
Yeah.
Where one affects the other.
I love making this joke, but it's not really a joke. It kind of hurts. But, you know, if I'm being really fair about it, most of these guys I would have let walk. I mean, I wouldn't have given Carlos the money he wanted, not knowing that I had Jeremy Pena coming up. And, yeah, you could argue Pena did help you win your second World Series. He was an enormous part of that. But, you know, George Springer was a for-sure walk. Garrett Cole you had no chance with. Garrett Cole couldn't wait to get out of Houston. Screw that guy.
I don't know. I don't know if I don't know quite. I don't quite know how to answer that.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah. Garrett. And then, but who are the guys you really like? I get a little upset about this from a theoretical and practical, because I know that this is just the way Jim operates. But in fairness, a lot of these I probably would have done the same thing. Kyle Tucker, to me, you had to trade, and they traded him. Finally, they dealt somebody, and they didn't fool themselves with believing, we need to keep the window open. No, you need to go get a Cam Smith. That's what you need to do.
Yep.
And they did that.
Yep.
They let Bregman walk. Bregman's
you
need the one guy Zadig, I would have liked to hold on.
You need to go to Zadig Jewelers is what you need to do. That's what you need to do.
You could have bought Alex Bregman something from Zadig Jewelers, and maybe he stays.
Yes.
Maybe he stays. Yes. You throw that in along with a low-ball offer, and maybe he stays. That's how good Zadig is. I'm serious. You can give a low-ball offer to a professional athlete, and if you also include a luxury watch with it, they're staying. And Zadig has all the luxury watches, 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. When I say all the luxury watches, I mean like every brand imaginable, every brand. And you can find unique timepieces because they are a boutique location for many of these top brands from around the world. And you're going to find a watch that really is going to be something you're very proud of, something you want to show off. Maybe you have multiple watches. This is what you collect, right? Some people collect other things. They're shoe people, they're car people. You're a watch person. There's a lot of those in Houston. They buy, they sell, and they trade watches at my friends over at Zadig Jewelers. So if you're looking for watches, you probably already know about Zadig Jewelers if you're one of those watch collectors. But if you don't, or if you want to buy your first luxury watch, I promise you, from a price standpoint, from a selection standpoint, from a sales experience and their knowledge of it, they're the tops. They also have master craftsmen right there and technicians in there that are certified with every timepiece that is available to mankind. They can fix it for you. You'll be blown away when you stop in, just like I was. 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. It's my good friends over at Zadig Jewelers.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get Will in here, and then I want to talk a little NFL. What do you say, Will?
Hey, guys. I took Gilbert some cupcakes yesterday. We had an awesome birthday celebration. Caught him in his mid-morning nap, which he loves to do, TV blasting. I woke him up. He housed a vanilla cupcake. I was like, hey, let me get a picture. By the time I got my camera out, he's on the last bite of his cupcake. So we had a good time. I asked him about who's this guy who works for the Astros, and he's just like, yeah, I work for the Astros. So that's still a mystery. I think he might have dreamed it or something.
Might have been a fever dream, yep.
Yeah, or next time I go, I'm just going to say I'm the head of baseball operations for the Astros.
Ooh, I don't think you want to do that. Because
no, Gilbert will go.
You got to be careful now. Hat, shirt.
Yeah, no. Gilbert will know that you're not.
I gave him your best. We were about a month late on that birthday thing. But
did you meet his roommate?
No, his roommate was just sleeping in bed behind this kind of like partition.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. Just reporting on that. I sent you a couple of photos, Lance, and I posted some other photos and tried to tag you guys so you can see him posing with his cupcakes. But all is well in Gilbert Land.
That's very nice of you. Very nice of you. We appreciate you, Will.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for taking care of Gilbert. Anybody else wants to? All right. He's at Sharpview. Sharpview. You want to bring him something? Go ahead. Get it. Okay. That is very, very nice. Very nice. The annual league meetings are coming up March 30th to April 2nd. there are a couple of things, and one of them I agree with. The Detroit Lions want the best record to be the higher seed, not division winners.
Yep.
And I agree with that. I think back to Marshawn Lynch grabbing his junk, scoring a touchdown against the Saints when they were 7-9 hosting a playoff game. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And we've seen, you know, we're watching 10-7 teams hosting 14-3 teams. I mean, it's just it ruined college football playoff this year, where you had conference winners being the higher seeds, and you got matchups that are just stupid because of it.
I mean, they want it just seeding, as you mentioned. I mean, just record. Go all the way down with just record.
Right.
I feel like it needs to be if you have a losing record. Maybe just put, like, I don't think the NFL is ever going to go for that, but maybe if you put a guardrail in for a bad team.
No. Your division winners get in, but they should be hosting games.
Well, yeah, no, I get it. I still feel like the NFL is going to they're not going to want to allow a team who wins a division not to have an advantage for winning the division. Because remember, every single team that votes could be that team one day.
Yeah, I get it, but it doesn't make sense. You're rewarding them because they're in a crappy division.
I know, but will they
vote
for it?
7-9 team hosted a playoff game.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. And it hasn't happened a lot, but I'm with you. But you could also put something in there where if you have a 500 record or worse, you don't get a hosted. You fall down to the next seed, and the seed below you will move up. You could put something like that. I don't know if they're going to go wholesale best records, because then two teams from the same division could end up being 1-2, and that's a big advantage.
And isn't it difficult to do that and judge what's fair because schedules are so different? Like, okay, you have a great record, but did you play a crappy schedule to get that great record?
We kind of know when there's crappy divisions, though.
No.
If you win a division and you're 8-9.
But if you win a division, let's say you win a division, since we're using the extreme example of the 7-9 Seahawks, if you win a division at 10-7, but your division is filled with teams who will finish above 500, so those games are absolute wars. You don't get to host a playoff game for winning that division, and you have to go to a team who had a soft schedule.
Well, if you're 10-7, listen, if you're 10-7, if the whole division is 10-7, Dell, everybody.
I didn't say 10-7. I said.
Well, no. The winner is 10-7.
Yes.
So, okay, he played a crappy schedule.
No,
they played a hard schedule to get to 10-7.
Yeah, say, one of the top three schedules in the league.
Say it's an AFC division and they play a tough NFC on the other side because of their NFC game. So, I don't know if the NFL would do it because of schedules are imbalanced.
Yeah. I don't think they ever would, but they could make changes to it. I just don't know that they would do just straight record, because as Dell mentioned, like, some teams' records are super easy, and then, I mean, their schedule may on paper look tougher at the beginning of the year, but then a couple of injuries all of a sudden turns a tough schedule into a super easy one.
So you're planning.
Yeah, I don't think you should just be rewarded for just because you win your division.
Well, that's fine.
We know who. I mean, you could tell with your were the Texans worthy of a home game this year? Meh.
But
not really.
But then you're saying you're waiting at the end of the year to tell us as far as, oh, they didn't look good enough, so they shouldn't get it. The NFL can't do that.
You're 10-7. You didn't look good enough.
That's not always the case. In the Texans' case,
for the most part, it is.
A lot of times you're in a really tough division. The Texans weren't in a tough division. Now, they did play a tougher schedule. They did play, you know, Kansas City, the Ravens, the Bills.
Well, you played first-place schedule, but so did Kansas City.
They played a tougher schedule.
They won all those games.
All schedules aren't made the same by the end of the year.
So, for example, the Chargers came to town. And the Chargers, were they 10-7? Was that their record?
Yeah, they were tied.
So, in this case, are you giving it to the Texans? Are you saying that if the Chargers played a tougher schedule, are you giving it to the Chargers because
the tiebreaker would be winning your division. The tiebreaker would be.
Because in other leagues, tiebreaker is You get to but Tiber Grove. The schedule is tougher, so we give them the advantage. It happens in other leagues.
Those two teams wouldn't have been playing each other. That wouldn't have been the case because they were both 10-7. They would have played teams that were with better records.
Wait a minute. Lesser, they wouldn't have faced off
against
team.
Each other. Well, the only reason the Texans were the 4 seed because they won the division. That's the only reason they were the 4 seed. They wouldn't have been the 4 seed otherwise.
So you think the Texans should have gone to play that bad Steelers team at the end of the year?
Maybe. Well, wait, what were the Steelers?
Who was the 5 seed? The Chargers? The Chargers were the 5 seed, right?
Yeah.
And they had the same record, I believe.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, and, I mean, this is why it won't happen.
Because there's too many variables.
It's just way too many variables.
You can't just go, well, the division means your 10-7 record means less than that other team's 10-7 record.
If you want to do something that could get done, just say a team with the 500 record or worse doesn't get an automatic home game.
Oh, by the way,
that's an easy
And the Chargers were 11-6. And
so the Chargers should have hosted the Texans?
Yeah. The Chargers should have hosted the Texans.
No, they're not doing that.
Well, again, what were the records of all the teams? I don't think those teams would have matched up.
Which teams?
What were the records of all the teams last year? The Texans and Chargers wouldn't have been up against each other.
Well,
because the Texans were 10-7, they would have been playing against the Bills or the Ravens.
The Chargers had the second easiest schedule in the NFL last year.
And the Texans,
the Bengals were third.
And when the Texans won 2 years ago, they had a really easy schedule. They had a fourth-place schedule.
The Steelers had the second toughest schedule. And the Texans had 25th. But I'm sure that's just because the rest of the teams in their division are so sucky. But it is what it is.
Texans had 25th?
Yep.
And they were a first-place team.
You would think it would be.
They were the first-place team, and they had the 25th schedule?
That's what Warren Sharp says. It's pretty easy to find out. You just go look at the records of your opponents. But, you know, it also is an undue, like, in real life, you'd probably use more of a median, or you'd eliminate top two, bottom two, because there's just such an outrageously low, you know, with Jacksonville and Tennessee. Those are four games. Granted, those are four games out of 16, but their losses count substantially more than the wins of Buffalo, for example. I get it. And on surface, I would say, oh, it sounds good. But then when you start really thinking about it, it gets a little trickier because not all schedules are made the same.
Not all divisions are equal, but there's nothing you can do about that.
Well,
you seed in college football by an election. I mean, it's just...
That's dumb.
Yeah, no one likes that either.
No one likes that either. No one's ever going to like any of it. So the NFL's not likely to do this. But hopefully they take a look at bad teams not being able to host. But the Texans wouldn't qualify for that. A 10-7 division game should not... Oh, well, I mean, that just happens. You'll have some years where, you know, it's not... That wasn't an egregious... No one got screwed in that.
No, nobody got screwed.
No one got screwed with Texans.
Also, the Packers want to eliminate the tush push.
Well.
And that might happen. They need 24 votes out of the 32 owners.
You know, here's the problem with it. It seems too unfair because it always works. But here's the problem. Other teams try it and it's not as successful. So now you're punishing one team for being too good at it. If everyone had the same success rate, I could see it. But when other teams have lower success rate and one team is just really good at it, what do? You got to. Most coaches say just stop it. You got to stop it. Because I don't hear the coaches out there trying to eliminate it. You don't ever hear that. They believe that if you have an advantage, then stop the advantage. Now, if you want to say you cannot, have two players behind, you can do some small things to limit it. You can say no pushing from behind and just turn it into a regular quarterback sneak, which would be a big change. You could say you can only have one player behind. You cannot have two players behind. That would maybe change it a little bit. I just know they get a tremendous amount of push from guard, center, guard, and their quarterback can squat 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't punish somebody for offensive linemen who create push and for a quarterback who can squat more than some of your guards can. You shouldn't punish him for that.
The one that might pass, and the other one that might pass is regular season overtime rules.
Yeah, I think that will pass for sure.
That probably will pass. I don't think they're going to do anything to the kickoff. There's no talk about
would
that.
Would you be disappointed? There's some things I think are goofy, and there's other things that I think make sense. I don't think it would be a terrible idea to turn it into a two-point conversion.
There should be no ties. There should be no ties.
Yeah, well, you can't have ties. Yeah.
Decide the game. And if it's two-point conversions, I go on the field, I try a two-point.
What if you started off with a two-point conversion battle? That is your – the two-point conversion is your shootout. It's not – there is no extra time.
That's your penalty kick. No.
Why not? I mean, you're worried about head injuries? You're worried about players playing extra football?
You play 10 minutes, and then you go to two-point conversions. Play the game just like soccer. You play regular – you play soccer – And then you go to kicks. Play the game. If you can't decide it by then you go to 2-point conversions. I mean, I would be okay with 10 minutes, but both teams get to touch the ball.
Dell, would you be okay with going straight to a 2-point conversion like college football does?
Well, they don't.
They still force a bastardized version of football with their overtime rules.
Would you be averse to the overtime rules of college football?
Treat it
football?
Like hockey. I mean, don't take a player off the. Off the field
you get the
like
ball
they
at the
do.
10-yard line and you have to score a touchdown.
Nah, just play hockey. They do it to get it over quickly, so they take players off the ice, less players in regulation until they get to the playoffs.
That's
and they treat it like regular
too.
Hockey again. Yeah. But do it. Just play overtime, and if 10 minutes can't decide it, however, whatever length of time you want to pick, then you can go to your 2-pointer to get people out of there.
Yep.
So you guys will do your Tiger Golf League kickoffs, but you won't do a different – type of you won't do a different type
no, because
of overtime?
Ties aren't that prevalent. So
well, this
if
is
it comes,
a different type of overtime. You actually do 2-point conversions after.
Yeah, and ties aren't so prevalent.
Extra football, it's dangerous.
Well, they're still playing extra football right now. It's not
so
like,
it's Thursday night football. But you know what we're doing Thursday night football.
That's because people need to see football on Thursday.
Sure. Yeah. In the event that they can't decide,
is it in the Constitution?
In 70
it's not
minutes,
in the Constitution.
If you can't
could
decide
be an amendment.
If you can't decide the result in 70 minutes of football. Then go to your 2-point conversions.
Yeah, that's right. I agree, and
you
agree
should never
with
have
John
a tie. Never.
I agree with John Clay Wolf giving away $25,000 a month. You want $25,000? Go to GiveMeTheVin.com. Find out how you can sign up. You get so many entries, like 250 entries. You can get into the giveaway. But if he buys your car, you get 1,000. How about that? So sell John Clay Wolf your car. You might get your money for your car plus 25. What? That's right. GiveMeTheVin.com. It's where you go to sell your car. GiveMeTheVin.com is the place to get your car selling on. Okay? It takes literally minutes. Everything is minutes, but a very few minutes for you to sign up, put in your VIN number or your license plate, and start the process of getting your car sold to GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is the largest car buyer in America. America's number one, the biggest, the best. The dude does 2B, 2B a year. That's right. And, you know, there's a reason. It's because people want to sell them. People want to sell John Clay Wolf their car. You know why? Because he gives you more for it. And if he can't give you more than CarMax, he's going to send you $100. Absolutely free. $100 for not being able to buy your car. So you're looking for the best way to sell your car, one way. GiveMeTheVin.com, GiveMeTheVin.com. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, John is on hold. Let's get John in here. Hey, John. No, John? Hey, John, you're not there. All right, well, let's move on. Cougs win yesterday. We haven't talked about that in a while. The Cougs with a big 38-point win, held them to 40, looked great. Got Gonzaga now tomorrow, 7:40 tip-off. They put them on prime time because that is, I mean, when you look at all of the games tomorrow, that is the premier game. That is the premier game. McNeese and Purdue are going to kick it off at 11:10, the early game. Arkansas-St. John's, nice. How about our Aggies and Michigan? That's a pretty good game.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good game. The Aggies looked pretty good yesterday. Everybody was saying that, yeah, a lot of people had Yale. A lot of people.
Many
a lot
people
of wrong
thought it was
people,
a dangerous game.
Poorly rated people said that Yale was going to beat A&M.
No, A&M was start to finish. They did a good job.
Yep. They've got and so UCLA Tennessee is at 8:40, Cougs and Gonzaga 7:40, and those are the late games. Those are the primetime games tomorrow night. So big stuff. Creighton and Auburn. I think Creighton looked pretty damn good too.
Yeah, Auburn's kind of scuffled here at the end of the year, and Auburn did not look great yesterday.
No.
Auburn has not played. They are not playing their best basketball right now.
What about Drake getting through and playing Texas Tech tomorrow?
Yeah, they handle Missouri. That could be a tough one for Texas Tech after, you know, what we saw in the Big 12 tournament. But I hate to rule them out based on one game. I mean, Tech has been a good team all year long. But yeah, I think that one's going to be one. I haven't seen what the line is. I'm thinking it's going to be something like 5. Texas Tech would be my guess. I have not seen the lines on those games
just
yet.
We can see that. That's easy to do. That's not a problem, Lance. We can find out all of that. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
And a boy.
And I'm telling you, you can find out what all the lines are and bet on all that
stuff. So easy it is. It's literally that easy. Here's what we're looking at for the Cougs. Let's see. So for the next set of games, hopefully they already have them up. And they do. McNeese is a 5.5-point underdog against Purdue. Auburn is a 9.5-point favorite against Creighton. Tennessee is 4.5 against UCLA. I like that. Houston's 5 against Gonzaga. And the over-under is 140. That's a pretty respectable total there. Wisconsin's a 1-point favorite to go over against the Mad Bombers from BYU. And Texas A&M is a 2.5-point favorite against Michigan. That's a tough one there now.
Michigan won the Big Ten. The Aggies could go cold shooting wise.
Yep.
I don't know. Texas Tech 7.5 against Drake. Drake looked pretty good.
I don't have the Texas Tech line here. Yep. They're 7.5 against Drake?
Yeah, 7.5 against Drake. Yep. The Johnnies are -7 against Arkansas.
Most likely upsets today. So everyone that I trust from a basketball standpoint that really, you know, John Chill said this too, the people who really watch a lot of basketball, people who, including, you know, college analysts, they all think Mississippi State's going to beat up on Baylor today. They're 1.5-point favorite. Bama's 22 against Robert Morris. Iowa State's 14 against Lipscomb. Memphis, a lot of people love Colorado State too. They're the 12 seed and they're a favorite.
Yeah.
Memphis from Memphis, I guess, should have been something like more like an 8, I guess, according to a seven or an 8 seed, and they got a 5 seed, and guess what? The 12 is now the favorite.
How about
minus
that?
1.5. St. Mary's that? Versus Duke. Mount St. Mary's, it's different. Duke is a 32.5-point favorite, so they're the biggest chalk of the whole tournament.
As long as Duke wins by 32 and not 33, then life is good.
Why is that?
Because in that pool, I got Mount St. Mary's, and I think they got a cover.
It's not win, it's just cover.
If you cover, you still need to keep moving on to win.
Yeah. Okay.
If they cover, I get Duke. Wait.
So, if they cover, you get the other team's
yes,
the other person's team.
Yes.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
It's great. Because actually now, you know, it's not just, I got Mount St. Mary's in this thing. I got no chance. Well, if they cover, then I got a chance.
So how much did Mount St. Mary's go for versus what Duke went for?
It didn't, no. This is a different one. This is you just get assigned teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, draw them. How many of those are you in?
I'm in a few.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt versus St. Mary's, so the streets are saying St. Mary's slows it way down. And they backing it in, turn, spin, backing it in. It's a Gene Peterson special because St. Mary's is going to be pounding the ball down low, getting it into bigs, and it could be a lower scoring game. Most people like Vanderbilt plus a point.
That was Jetter's nickname in high school. Pounding it down low and getting it into bigs.
Yeah, that was somebody's nickname. North Carolina is a 1.5-point favorite as an 11 seed against Ole Miss. Isn't that a little I mean, if we're going to say North Carolina shouldn't be in the tournament, shouldn't we have to fade them every game?
-1.5. How about that? The play-in team that everybody was
against the 6 seed.
Against and they're a favorite.
And maybe it tells you that Vegas is like, ooh, this selection committee sucks this year.
Yeah. Yep.
Maryland's and, 10. Maryland
but
is
that's hap that happens, man. The team that shouldn't have been there moves on and gets to the Sweet 16 and even further.
I'm cheering for Ole Miss. I'm cheering for Chris Beard and Ole Miss.
I'm cheering for North Carolina because I put them in my bracket just because of all that crap.
Florida is a big favorite, 28-point favorite. Kentucky versus Troy. Kentucky's an 11.5-point favorite. Former player's head coach there. Marquette is a 4-point favorite against New Mexico. Many people believe New Mexico is going to win that game also. Really, really tough team, New Mexico. So that's one to keep your eye on as a live underdog there. Arizona, who the Cougs whacked, 14.5 against Akron. Oklahoma's a 5.5-point dog against UConn. I feel like Hurley and his squad is going to, I mean, I like him over Oklahoma, but I know that in my bracket previously, who would they get here? Auburn? Don't they get Auburn in the next round if they were to win?
Who?
UConn. They get a 1 seed. Is it Auburn or Florida? Maybe Florida, actually. I think it's Florida. Yeah, it's Florida. Nah, UConn can't beat Florida.
No.
Even if they win. Illinois is a 3.5-point favorite against Xavier. Michigan State, 17 against Bryant. This is it for Izzo, so we'll see how he does. Oregon, 7 against Liberty. They have not lost to Liberty. They have not lost to a seed 7 or over 7 seed ever. They're like 6-0, 7-0 lifetime. Not that it matters now necessarily, but interesting historically. So those are what the games you're looking at today.
So Mississippi State is the biggest pick, right?
I would say so, based on everybody. I mean, I haven't heard anyone who likes Baylor, so do with that what you will. And yet they're only a one and a half point dog.
It just seems to me like Lipscomb could be a big upset. That just sounds like an upset team. Lipscomb advances against an Iowa State.
You could just hear Gus Johnson screaming, yeah. Lipscomb College, formerly David Lipscomb, a team who from Tennessee, who no one, the other team from Tennessee, there's 3 from Tennessee, but the third one is the story of the tournament.
Yep.
Tennessee is the home of college basketball right now.
Tennessee's pretty good.
Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Lipscomb, three teams from, and well, from Texas, we do have Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Houston, and Rice.
Right.
Oh, I don't. No. I always get mixed up. Rice didn't make it.
Rice didn't make it?
Yeah.
I thought Rice made it.
Rice didn't make it.
All right. We got a break. We got to talk about Jim Fiume. He made it. Jim Fiume made it 36, 37 years ago. He made Gulf Coast Windows, and Gulf Coast Windows is what it is today because of that man. Gulf Coast Windows is the best in the business. Gulf Coast Windows is the leader. Gulf Coast Windows they set the pace for window and door companies. And I don't give the doors enough credit, okay? When you see these doors, you're like, wow, that is a door. That is an unbelievable. So the first thing that people see when they come to your house is the door. It's the entry to your home. And how about security? You don't want people being able to bust down your door, right? You ain't busting down a Gulf Coast door, okay? Because Gulf Coast, man, those doors are something. They are beautiful. Not only their beauty, privacy, security. Those are the three things that Jim Fiume has focused on when he, I mean, I don't know. The manufacturer of Gulf Coast Windows and Doors is one hell of a manufacturer because they make the best product. So you're looking for, and if you're going to replace your windows, you're going to replace your doors, get the best. Why would you skimp? Why would you save? There's a reason you have to replace them, because they suck. You don't want that anymore. You want beauty, privacy, security, and, oh, by the way, you're going to save money because your energy isn't going to escape. With a Gulf Coast window, 713-849-5454. You're looking for a replacement windows or doors, gulfcoastwindows.com. How about Alex Ovechkin last night? Scored. He's 7 goals shy of breaking Wayne Gretzky's record with 13 games left. That dude.
That's incredible.
He's got, I almost think, I hate that. Wayne Gretzky's the greatest ever. And Alex Ovechkin's going to have the goal record. He does, though. He's Russian. He's got a Russian model. I mean, there's pictures of his family. You want to talk about Russian. Holy crap.
Gretzky's had a good run, too. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, Gretzky's hated now because he's pro-Elon.
He's also Trump. Canadian.
He's pro-Trump, and he's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
So,
everyone hates, everybody hates him.
Yeah, right. Steph Curry left last night's game with a pelvic contusion. Do you want a pelvic contusion?
I've had one.
Ever?
It was fun at the time, and then it got worse, you know?
No, I don't think so. Pelvic contusion.
Pelvic contusion, it's fun when you get them.
No. Well, no. It's
what,
well,
Del? What's that look for? Some are fun.
We're not talking about how you got it. We're talking about the end result.
Well, yeah, that hurts.
Well, yeah, the result is bad.
Yeah.
But if you got a pelvic contusion because you were, that's a rough night. Yeah. Caitlin Clark will be on national broadcasts for 41 of her 44 games this season.
Not a surprise.
No. Not a surprise.
Now, national broadcast is a relative term because they're still hard to find.
Right.
They did get a new TV deal, so I don't know. Maybe it's not as hard.
That Paul Skeens card where he wore the one time his rookie year, his first game, you know what it sold for, that trading card?
Probably $1 million.
1.1.
Yep.
1.1. Yep, that how
lottery
about that
ticket?
Kid? Yeah, that kid. They wanted to give him Pirates season tickets. He lives in Los Angeles. Yeah, I think I'll take the 1.1.
You couldn't give me a suite with everything paid for.
Big ups to Georgia wide receiver Nitro Tuggle, arrested on 2 driving related charges. The 9th Bulldog to be arrested on such charges.
What's his nickname?
Nitro.
Yeah. It should be Nitrous.
He's the 9th since 2023.
Oh, no, they've had a run now.
They're unbelievably good at this horrible driving. I mean, talk about, dude, Georgia, slow down. I mean, why do they feel like they're in a drag race everywhere? Every Georgia Bulldog, 9 arrests. Since 2023.
And rumor has it they have a car racing video game in their practice facility. Swear to God. Like they've got video games, you know, a pinball machine and like 4 video games. Rumor has it they have a car racing game in there too. Hopefully they've taken it out.
Kirby, you got to pull that out.
Yeah, hopefully you've taken that out. It's just bad optics.
Do you guys remember former Michigan offensive coordinator Matt Weiss?
No. Are we doing news of the weird?
No, this isn't news of the weird. It's just news of stuff. Just stuff.
Okay.
Matt Weiss was charged with hacking student data and downloading intimate photos.
Okay. Number one, this is news of the weird because this is crazy. You said he was an offensive coordinator?
He was their offensive coordinator.
So an OC knows how to hack data? Hack in to get your pictures? That's one of the most incredible. That's almost unbelievable. A football coach knows how to hack into stuff. I mean, what is it, just knowing a... No, it has to be more than knowing passcodes, unless you know the code to their class. You know what it could be? You use the same computer and they accidentally save their password on a cloud account.
That's not hacking.
That's not hacking.
They're saying he's a hacker.
I know, but what he could have been is just he lucked upon somebody saving their... Well, not lucked upon. It's illegal.
You don't think a coach... Actually, if you're the offensive coordinator at Michigan, you are putting a lot of time in. So, how do you know how to do that?
What are the chances that maybe Connor Stallion was involved with that?
No, none. Zero. Do not put Connor Stallion on downloading porn. Nope.
On being able to hack something?
Don't do it. It's a lawsuit.
On being able to... Do you think Connor Stallion could break into something
digital? I have no idea. I don't want to get involved in this conversation.
This is the one...
what I do want to talk about...
This is where you're going to draw a line? The Connor Stallion conversation?
Well, no. Saying that someone was involved in it. That's what I don't want
to... I'm not saying he was. I'm saying could he potentially... get into, could
you're
he break
asking,
into stuff?
Does he have, would he does, have the
is
ability?
Does he have the skills to hack?
I don't know anything about Connor Stallions other than
the documentary.
I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't see any hacking skills. I don't know. The U.S. men's team crumbled, Dell. Lost to Panama.
Well, crumble was suggest.
And it was a battle for the canal, too. We don't get the canal now.
No, it was just made-up tournament, Nations League. Yeah, they didn't put away their chances. The ones they had didn't have many. Then Panama scored in like the 94th minute. The best part about it, like if you don't care about this tournament, and you know it's a moment for Panama. The goal scorer's favorite player was Thierry Henry, and yeah. Thierry Henry was on site for the game as part of the broadcast, and he jumped over the stanchion and then jumped on stage and hugged him seconds after the goal.
Thierry Henry celebrates every the least professional
broadcaster
I've ever seen.
The player did. Terry was just sitting on
but
set.
I've seen Thierry Henry celebrate, too.
Well, he loves soccer.
Loves
the beautiful
game. Like,
yeah, he's celebrating the sport, the beautiful sport.
No, there. He celebrates his teams.
Okay. What are his teams?
Well, obviously France, number one.
Everyone.
Somebody's got to celebrate.
Well, the Americans were sitting there watching, like Maurice Adu and Clint Dempsey were both there, both guys who've played in World Cup for the U.S. And Adu couldn't even be on set when the guy ran over. He was so disappointed because they were, like, behind the goal when it happened, and Adu was apoplectic by it. So, yeah, those guys played for their country. They love them. That's how it works.
Yeah. I mean, he loves them. And finally, the Celtics sold for $6.1 billion. The largest number in the history of North American sports.
I don't know if the number's right. I saw that they were purchased by that same group at
Bill
$325 million, and they sold it for $6.1 billion.
$6.1 billion. How about that? Man, I mean, it just got past the Commanders deal of $6.05, and, I mean... And the Suns were just sold a couple of years ago for $4 billion.
Is there anything
6.1 billion?
Forget flipping houses. Is there anything that's more
lucrative?
That's more surefire than just owning a professional team in one of the three major sports, even baseball that has its own issues? They're still making hand over fist. Whenever you sell it, you make so much money. You know the appreciation of value on these teams, especially if you have public stadiums. And you're not getting public financing full, like it's not like it used to be. There's percentages to it. But as long as you get one, they're money makers, especially if they're used for more than just your sport, which, you know, that's why everyone wants a multifaceted facility now, because you can make more than just, you know, you can have other than just your sport.
So it was 360 in 2002. So 23 years later, they sell it for 6.1.
How about that? How about that investment?
Speaking
how
of billionaires.
How about that return on investment?
Billionaires, Tillman has some competition.
Listen,
for a hockey team in the city.
When Tillman bought the Rockets for 2.2, we were all like, oh, my God.
We knew he
dude.
Bought it on the high side, but he'll be
yes.
fine.
Yeah. But you know what? He knows. They don't go down. They never go down.
They don't go down. It's just a matter of holding on to it for 10 or more years, and you're gonna make money.
Well, if he wanted to use some of that money to buy a hockey team, he's got competition.
Okay, who is it?
American billionaire Dan Friedkin has
emerged as a
strong ownership option to bring the NHL to Houston. So looks like
nice.
He may be
Friedkin's
the front runner.
Got money.
That
wouldn't be bad. Good. Go get it, Dan Friedkin. Dan Friedkin has a great Congaree, a great golf course in South Carolina.
Well, he also owns a great soccer team in the Premier League.
They're not great. They're average at best.
Month and a half.
Okay, but the totality of the season.
Since we changed managers.
All right, you an Everton fan and a Jalen Green fan shaking hands with your the way you evaluate things. Friedkin is chairman and CEO of Gulf States Toyota. So money to burn.
Yes. How about that? Sweet. All right, we got a break. we got to talk about Ownwell. We got to talk about your. It's tax time. It's March 21st. It's tax time. You know what the government's trying to do? Take all your money. They're trying to take your money. That's right. Don't let them take your money. Don't let them take more than they deserve. 86% of the time. Ownwell has done this. They've had hundreds of thousands of customers. Five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands. That's a big enough sample size, isn't it? Well, in their world, 86% of the time, the government is overcharging you. How about that? And by an average of $1,100 a year. Are you kidding me? So how do you fight this? Well, do you know, you don't have the technology, you don't have the expertise in this. Ownwell does. Ownwell is going to be able to win, you beat the government where you might not be able to. Ownwell makes paying your taxes easier, more affordable. 3 minutes to sign up, no upfront costs, only pay if you save. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Local tax experts backed by cutting-edge technology. The deadline to protest is May 15th for most counties. Save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com. Do not do this yourself. Let Ownwell get you savings, and you're going to love it. Ownwell.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.